Alicia Unleashed is not for faint of heart and does contain adult language. You've been warned.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talk about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed. Yes, what episode? 58?
58.
Look at that.
I know.
We're almost at 60.
Almost.
Yeah.
But we're not.
We're not. We're here with B-Side.
What up?
She needs a lot of laughs. She's like, go ahead, laugh. You're allowed to make noise. To make noise. And we have our special guest today, Cindy.
I'm so excited. I'm a special guest.
See? We promised you guys we were going to get really interesting people. And last time we had Jenny Greek and it was awesome. She's like awesome. Like yeah. She had so much going on. I love learning all new stuff about people.
And you walk past these people on a daily basis. You don't know their stories.
And they're local. Everybody has a story.
And we are trying to get to every one of them.
We are going
to
find out Gloucester's story. Hold on. So everyone in Gloucester has a story, and we are going to get to Cindy's in a minute because we have to get rid of or get out of the way all of the crazy current events that are happening. We're probably going to have to shorten them up, though, like just to a couple because I have a feeling.
I say you just edit the main one that we should talk about.
Okay. Or
that one.
Okay. But that I do, all right. We do. All right. Need to talk about the Pats going to the White House, but first we need to talk about, yes, because I really want everyone to be educated on who the hell got taken off the team. Okay? We've lost some very valuable players.
So you want to talk about my conspiracy theories about the Patriots trades.
Yes.
And I'm sure the guys will not listen to this, so fine.
Well, because if the homie chaos aren't going to do shit, then we at least got to do something.
So,
no, not yet. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
But we have to talk about my personal favorite Patriot. And
my personal favorite Patriot as well that I love to talk about.
You love to talk about him.
Of course I do.
And you've made friends even over talking about him.
I have, indeed.
But I actually, like, he was like,
you lust after him.
Oh, yeah.
You lust after this dude.
I do. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Aaron Hernandez, rest in peace, buddy.
Really?
Well, he's stupid. I mean, stupid people.
Just rest.
Just
rest.
You know what? When he got off on those murders, like, so, you know, the double murder one, that one that was, like, you
last
know,
week,
recent.
You
yeah.
mean the last, the one
yeah.
last week?
Yeah.
I the was reason kind of... why he killed Odin Lloyd? Continue.
Wow. So anyway, I understand all everyone's hoopla. About, you know, some people, like, if you're looking at Facebook right now, right? Half of the people are like, he got what he deserved, or I don't really care about
karma's
what's happening.
Bitch.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other half is like, I'll wear his jersey today.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone kind of got rid of his jersey anyway, but, you know, this one goes out to my homie, let me pour out a 40 or something, or, you know, for women, lube, you know, because there's been 3 women on my Snapchat that's been like, oh, God, no conjugal visits for me, I guess. Well, yeah, good luck driving to Leominster for that, okay? You weren't getting in, girls.
So, my best friend Erica is the one that, shot me over the news this morning at 6:30 a.m.
It wasn't me?
No, Erica got to me first.
Oh, that bitch.
You got to me right, like, 5 minutes later.
It was
later.
Like 6:33
yeah,
when
you
I
got
was
to
like,
me, like,
what?
Not even 5 minutes earlier. I was like, and I saw my snap from Bridget come through. I'm like, I know what this is about. And so then I know right away, you've been on it. Like, you've been on this case and listening to this since 6:30 this morning. So you have all the latest.
I do.
All right, yes. Bridget, I'm excited. Go ahead.
So as of, I would say, an hour and 45 minutes ago, because that's technically when we started this podcast, but there was a nice little commercial break. Aaron Hernandez's lawyer and some of his family members have obviously come out and saying that he was not the type to be suicidal and that they do not believe that he did this at his own on his own terms. But police have said in the initial report that, there was no signs of foul play. conspiracy theorist here. Well, I'm sure we won't hear from the coroner if he had defensive wounds, if he was injected with something, if he had taken something. But I just find it a little odd, especially after he was acquitted last week. Although he did show emotion for the first time in any since he'd been arrested, which, by the way, my mother was in the hospital when he was first arrested. Once again, she's in the hospital today. Every time Aaron Hernandez is in the news and there's breaking news about Aaron Hernandez, my mother's in the hospital. It's really weird.
Well, you won't have to worry about that anymore.
God, thank God, man. No, the next time she goes in the hospital, they're going to be like, forensics report. So apparently last week his daughter was there. He cried and told her he loved her. First time he's shown emotion whatsoever, which is a little weird. So that sent a flag up and I was like, okay. So yeah, when I heard the news this morning on, because I listened to a radio show starting at 6 a.m. out of New York, no one talked about it. So by the time I got in my car, Mix 104.1 had just broken with breaking news. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
What's the breaking news?
Aaron Hernandez killed himself.
Oh, I thought you had more breaking news this afternoon.
No, I said this morning. Well, no, the latest report when I looked at, you know, the news or Snapchat actually was that his lawyer does not believe that he was the type to kill himself. And so there's that. I personally think there might have been something afoot, but you know. I mean, he was in general pop, but he was in a solitary cell by himself. Right. They do say that he did stuff things in the door to muffle the sounds and whatnot.
So how many people were in there with him?
That hasn't come out yet. None of it has come out yet. None of that. I mean, I haven't been watching the news because I've been sitting here, but I'm sure within a couple of days, everyone's so thirsty for news immediately.
Right.
This is why shit can't get done. Just like Steven Stevens, the Facebook killer, everyone wanted answers right away instead of police doing their work.
So can you, so just to back up, can you talk about the Facebook Live killer?
Yeah.
Because this was recent.
So on Easter Sunday, there was a gentleman who went on Facebook Live and started broadcasting that he was upset with his girlfriend. He was going to kill some, I won't say the word, but he was just angry and he was just going to start killing people. And he killed a 74-year-old man who'd just been dropped off by his family after Sunday dinner, Easter dinner. Senseless, no reason why, no explanation. He was just mad. Steven Stevens was just mad. Dude was on a day and a half manhunt. Yesterday, he pulled into a Erie, Pennsylvania McDonald's. The McDonald's crew...
The nation was looking for him because there was a nationwide search out for this guy. Yeah. So, didn't matter if he was in Erie, Pennsylvania or he was in...
Well, they thought he was still in New York and then they had suspicions that he might have gone to Pennsylvania. But they brought it nationwide because they weren't sure because he had a day jump on the police.
Right.
McDonald's crew... recognized him and they tried to delay him and stall him by saying his fries were not ready. He said, I can't wait. I can't wait. They said, hang on, we're just going to get your fries. By that time, they had already been on the phone with the police. The dude started to pick up that something was going on, decided to drive away from the drive-thru.
Oh, he was in the drive-thru.
He was in the drive-thru. Oh, okay. And state troopers had just come into the parking lot. They did a police chase of 2 miles. They did a what they call a pit stop. So they did the where they pop out the tires. They do the I forget what it's called.
Strips.
The strips, yes. And then they did a pit stop on him, and he killed himself.
Crazy.
Instead of getting caught.
You know, and it's like crazy because he could have shot anybody in the McDonald's if he had a gun on him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And he did have the gun on him. Right. Because he killed himself literally 2 miles
down
the street.
So he could have just, if he wanted to, he could have just started shooting.
So that was the thing, was like... this man had stated on Facebook Live 2 days before when he killed that old man that he was just going to start killing anybody. And
right,
everybody.
Right. So that's crazy.
And so there's a huge argument as to why Facebook Live is a thing anyway. I personally cannot stand Facebook Live. I don't give a stop.
No. I've done some Facebook Live
and I've avoided them because
it's no adventures.
Because I honestly don't give a shit. I don't care.
They're like stories. They're kind of the same thing as stories.
Go on Snapchat. Don't care. Don't care.
Same thing as stories.
Listen, don't care. Don't care. I don't care if you're Facebook Live. I don't care. But the reason why it took them 2 hours to take down that video is because they weren't getting reports that this was a real thing for an hour and 45 minutes into the broadcast until after he had been on it.
Oh, okay.
So Mark Zuckerberg did come out yesterday at the F8 conference and did say that they are going to be working on it. Now, the problem with this is that if Facebook starts monitoring stuff like that, everybody's going to be up in arms about censorship and like everything else and be like, well, you know way too much about me. Listen, they all have our information. The NSA is on top of this shit. I mean, you know, it's weird. It's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. But don't go on Facebook Live murdering people. Yeah. Just don't fucking do that.
That's just stupid.
There's no need. That's so stupid. Don't do that.
Let's just jump right back to Patriots. We're done with Aaron Hernandez, but the Patriots actually went to the White House today.
Yes.
So how like weird was that they were going to the White House? And then, so theory, or is this your theory, or is this theory in general that some of the Patriots refuse to go to the White House are now traded?
It's one of my conspiracy theories, but obviously
makes sense.
My conspiracy theory is based off of other people's conversations. Malcolm Butler just got traded to the Saints.
This is crazy.
Malcolm Butler. The Butler did it. Malcolm Butler. Right. Martellus Bennett.
And you just got his shirt, his jersey.
Fucking kill me.
Seriously, you just got it.
By the way, this woman saw my post and just was like, yeah, he's with Green Bay now, Cheddar baby. I'm like, he ain't gonna do shit for you either, honey. Like, but I was not getting into a Facebook fight with her. She looked like she could cut me. Just saying. Yeah, Martellus Bennett went to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And James White,
which is amazing last year.
No one knew his name up until Super Bowl. I'm just saying that.
I noticed him in every game because he was right there. When Gronk was out, you saw him and heard him in every single game, Bridget.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. He would come out of nowhere single game.
Hogan.
Wait, tell me, is Hogan getting traded too?
No. I think Hogan's staying.
He's safe. But anybody else?
We're just going to talk about certain people that have been vocal about going to the White House, or not going to the White House, I should say. James White just got a 3-year extension with the Patriots. However, Danny Amendola.
I thought James White got traded, you just said.
No, Malcolm Butler.
Then James White, I thought, okay, he got an extension.
Yes.
Okay,
and
good.
Danny Amendola just took a pay cut.
Why?
Who knows?
To stay.
What about Garoppolo?
I think Garoppolo's still here.
All right, so we're good.
I could be wrong, but, you know.
So we're going to have to watch the draft to see who else is coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, the reason why Butler went to the Saints is so that they could pick up the 34th or 4th draft.
Right.
But according to Facebook, Gronk just interrupted Sean Spicer's, like, whatever the fuck that dude does.
Stop. Stop. What did he interrupt?
False news, people. Alternative facts.
All right, so then I feel like there's just so much going on with current events, and we're really trying to get through this so we could talk to Cindy.
We don't
Cindy.
Need any more current events.
No, one more. We have to talk about the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay, sure.
I mean, it just happened.
You survived.
It was the other day. We survived it. Okay. We were having a small conversation before we started this podcast about being too PC or being too sensitive. But Adidas did this.
Adidas, yeah.
So Adidas is the sponsor of the Boston Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
When did they come out with the slogan?
Next
day?
They sent out an email on Tuesday to all the runners saying, congratulations, you survived the Boston Marathon. And the CEO has come out and said that they did not give it a thought when they sent out that email as to what the content or the subject line actually meant, which means they didn't think about it. No one ran it by anybody.
That was their defense. Their defense was.
We don't give a shit. We just sent out an email to say congratulations.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what they said. Man, it is not a good month for any kind of branding companies right now, like United and Pepsi and now Adidas. I mean.
Oh my God, Saturday Night Live did a spoof on the Pepsi.
I did see that.
It was so funny. It was hilarious. I love Saturday Night Live. Has been
this
so...
this has been their best season.
Best year.
Let's just say,
best year to choose from.
Yeah,
too
much events to have just from. Been like killing it. Oh,
and you're so funny.
I try.
One more current thing that's happening when we're talking about bringing in people.
Yeah.
In the next week or two, we're bringing Kyle Danicus back for a very special podcast. She's going to be talking about why she's been MIA from Alicia Unleashed. She has some pretty exciting and inspiring and all that kind of news. But I think it's going to be a really great one to tune into. We're going to learn a lot about Kyle. And her, or basically her
more,
life.
More than you think you were going to learn about
you
Kyle.
Think you know your
you
Kyle?
Think you know
you
Kyle.
You think you know? You have no idea.
Nope. The real world.
So we are going to meet Cindy. Cindy Tarantino.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi.
You are one of many interesting, one of many of Bridget's interesting people on the list of interesting people.
Oh my God,
people.
Can that just be a new theme, Bridget's interesting friends?
Yes!
I love it.
Yes!
The new segment.
Yes!
We have like, okay, now part of our segment, we just did the...
Now for Bridget's interesting friends podcast.
Now for Bridget's interesting friends.
Need a theme song for that.
You've worn many hats in your career, and I think, and you've done many really cool things. Why don't you just start rattling off some either jobs you've had or different experiences? You ride a motorcycle.
Or how do you get to know Bridget?
How did you get to know Bridget?
Let's go all,
oh my God,
all the way back.
To the YMCA.
No,
before that.
I used to babysit your daughter.
That's
when
right.
You'd go party on New Year's Eve.
That's right. She was our babysitter.
Yes, I was your babysitter.
Yes. Oh
you
my
got
goodness.
To you got
You're
to go over
me.
Your, yeah, you got to go over to your friend's house and be like, "What? You have a really cool babysitter?
Yeah.
Here's my kid.
Yeah, here's my kid. Take her."
Now, do you only have one kid?
I do.
Okay.
She's 23 now, so college graduate, just graduated from Montserrat.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
I know. Makes us old.
Now she's cool. Let's talk about her first.
Yeah.
She seems all right.
She's pretty good. She just graduated. She is starting a business now doing pet portraits. She graduated with a double major from Montserrat, so she is a painting major and an illustration major. So she said to me one day, "You know, I wish people would pay me to paint pictures of their pets." Say that five times fast. And I said, "Well, why wouldn't they?" So we ventured out into this new horizon, and she's gotten quite a few commissions with people who wanted their pets done, their portraits done. So they send her a photo, and she puts the photo onto canvas or paper.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So they have some pretty cool photos of the dogs.
Well, send them on over.
That'd be awesome.
jdanskinart.com.
Jdansk, so spell that out.
jdanskinart. .com.
And cool. we'll hyperlink it in the
Awesome.
So
and coming up, she's in an art show.
She is in an art show. It's at Mix 360, which is in Malden, which was the old it's the town line.
They renamed it again?
Yeah, it used to be
Rain.
Yeah, so now it's Mix 360. It's at the club that's at the Bowling Alley. It's Raw Artists, rawartists.org. They're an organization that picks local artists that are just starting out, gives them the showcase to start up their business, and they do...
That's cool.
Yeah, they showcase a lot of different people. They have hairstylists, makeup artists, sculptors, performance arts. So they have a little potpourri of everything, and they're a nationwide organization. So that's her show is this Friday at Mix. You can still get tickets on the website, the rawartist.org website. I think it's $22. Mm-hmm. So come and spend the night with us and have some cocktails.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So talk a little bit about, you're in this, you have this new venture. You're an EMT now.
I am.
And how long have you been doing that?
About a year and a half now.
What were you doing before that?
I was in corporate America, baby.
Doing what?
Accounting. So I was doing accounts payable, accounts receivable.
And then before that, you were...
I was the aquatics director at the YMCA.
You can't get more different, really,
each time.
Oh, yeah.
Before that, I was in banking.
So why become an EMT? Like, what... You know, how did you venture into this part and why? Did you get, you just got bored of what you're doing? What even popped in your head to even do this?
I've always been interested in the medical profession.
It takes special people because I hate blood.
Oh, love it.
Get out.
Yeah, I have that knack. It doesn't freak me out at all. So,
should always be in the medical field if it doesn't freak you out.
I'm the one that my hair is never on fire. I'm always cool and collective. Like, your arm could be fall off. I'd be like, oh, let's fix that. So, so originally when I was younger, I always wanted to be a flight nurse. That's what I wanted. Oh. That was my dream job. And then my lovely child came along. So I took a job at the bank, at KBAN Savings Bank. I was there for 10 years, and then I said, oh, I kind of have a gift for numbers. Maybe I should stay in the business world. So I did. I stayed in the business world, but I've always, always, always loved the medical field. I watch countless shows, you know, surgeries on TV. YouTube is my best friend. I watch all kinds of stuff. So one day I was at the last job that I had in accounting, and somebody said, you know, nobody died today because the invoice wasn't correct. And I went, wow, you are so right. I'm like, that was like my aha moment. Like, right. I need to do something.
Right.
So a friend of mine had just finished the EMT course at North Shore Community College. And she says, oh, you should do it. So I said, yeah, I might. She said, well, you can work at the hospital. You can work at a doctor's office. It's very versatile.
Right.
So I went in and took the course at North Shore, and I loved it. So I started working on a truck, which was really not my intention.
It just, really?
Life just kind of happened that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So I started working on a truck. And I loved it. I loved working with the patients.
Yeah.
And then I realized what the pay was. And
now, was that transport? Or were you on calls?
We do nine. The company I was working for does both 911 and transport.
Now, what's the difference between EMT and a paramedic?
Our EMT is a lower level. Like, it's more of a basic level.
Okay.
So, EMTs are very restricted with the level of care that they can bring.
Right.
So if you need more advanced care, you have to have a paramedic. Paramedics can run IV lines. They can give a lot more medications.
Right.
They can intubate patients. And they can put like the thumper on, if you've ever seen CPR in progress,
right.
The CPR machines that give the compressions. You have to be a paramedic to do that. Or they have a intermediate level that's an advanced EMT. That they're just starting to recognize a lot around here, but they're kind of the step up. They're the step between. So EMTs, we're very limited to what we can do. We're pretty much package up the patient and get them to the hospital.
Okay.
You know.
So you went back to school again.
I did.
Now you went back. What? Now why? Now what'd you want to do? So now you're like, okay, I'm an EMT. But you want to take it one step further? So
yeah.
So what's your thought process behind this? Now what are you doing?
Well, I was like, well, now I'm an EMT. Do I go paramedic, which you have to be an EMT for 2 years and then go back to school? And paramedics, if you're working for a private company, a paramedic doesn't make that much money either.
So you have all this knowledge.
So you have all this knowledge and all this responsibility and all this crazy stuff that you're responsible
right,
for.
Right, right.
And you get paid... in the teens.
Like a teacher.
Hourly.
Like a teacher.
Yeah.
They have all that education. Yeah, they have masters and tests and this and that and the other thing, and they definitely don't get compensated like they should.
No, and it's amazing because you are literally holding someone's life in your hands.
Right.
And I'm not getting compensated for that.
I've done CPR on people. I've seen death at its worst.
That's sad. And what's the worst you've ever seen?
Well, I had one of the cases that I had, it wasn't the patient that was the worst. It was the family member. It was an older lady who had passed in her home, and her poor husband was in denial as to what was going on, and we were working her in their bedroom. You know, she was on the bedroom floor, so we're working her, and he was just so distraught. He was in his late 80s. He had no family here. It was just him and his wife, his wife went with the paramedics, and I drove the husband to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it was just the two of us in the ambulance, and he took a phone call from his son, who lived in the Midwest, and said, you know, oh, well, we're bringing her to the hospital now. I hope she's going to be okay. And me knowing full well that she was not going to make
it.
Trying to calm him down. So it was trying to not outright lie to this poor man. And do let's see what happens when we get there. And he says, well, do you think I should tell my son to come here, you know, to fly in? And I said, well, let's see what they say when we get there. So as far as that, the emotional part, that was one of my hardest calls. Was that.
Now, is that something that stays with you? Obviously, that one stays with you.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Now, question for you. Like, is there a certain, because I know with certain things and certain job aspects, they can't say like, oh yeah, we're right on top of that, or everything's going to be fine.
You can't say that.
Right.
You can never say that to a patient.
Yeah.
In any aspect. I'm in school now to be a surgical technologist.
How did you go from that to surgery? So are you going to stop being an EMT?
Eventually, yes.
Okay, so how did you get to this now?
So as an EMT, I decided that a paramedic wasn't probably going
to
be
where you
a
wanted
good
to go.
Route for me.
Okay.
Especially because I'm older. I mean, I'm going to be 45.
That's not so older, Cindy.
I'm older.
That's not older.
EMT work and paramedic work is a lot on your body. You're lifting patients. You're carrying people. It's a lot of physical. It's a lot of physical stuff.
Yeah.
So I knew that it probably wasn't going to be the best thing. So where do we go from there? Oh, well, you know, let's look at another avenue, like maybe the operating room. So North Shore Community College actually has
they have all sorts of stuff, they're pretty awesome. Yeah,
so they have this surgical technology program, and I read about it, and it's basically a scrub nurse. So you go in, you're right up in the field with the surgeon, you're handing them instruments, you're holding retractors, you're in the middle of the surgery. So it's very interesting.
And it's good for you because you are not phased.
No. And I don't sit still well. So for me, I need constant.
Clearly, as your career has told us.
Right?
Right.
So I need constant, like, movement. You know, movement stimulation. I need to learn things. I need to do things. So I applied to the program. Now, the program is very competitive. So they only took 16 students they took for enrollment in September 2016. And I said to my boyfriend, I said, well, I'm going to try for it. I said, but I'm really not, you know, I'm not having any high hopes. So I put in my application and I got in. I was amazed. So we started out with 18 students in our class. Right now we are down to 12.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because people just couldn't take the workload, the school load?
They couldn't do it.
They couldn't handle. They're like, oh yeah, I got this. Minute something gets open, they're like, bloop, I'm out.
You really have to commit to the program. It's an accelerated program. They're trying to make it an associate's degree right now.
So starting in 2018, I believe it is. Fall of 2018, I believe, is when they're going to make it an associate's degree.
Oh, wow.
So
oh.
you're getting an associate's degree in...
Surgical tech?
Yeah. In wow. 8 months.
Wow.
So it's associate's degree level. So right, right. now certificate.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've had clinicals. We're at clinicals 32 hours a week. From January 2nd, we started, until May 5th.
Now, what is a clinical? Is that kind of like
it's
a residency?
Externship.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm at Salem Hospital.
Okay.
So I go and I work at Salem. I get my education from Salem Hospital. I'm in the operating room there.
Now, do you have someone, the actual surgical tech, sitting there and you're literally standing next to them and watching them?
Absolutely.
What they're doing? Okay.
Yep. So I have a preceptor. I have a few preceptors. And I have an educator. So the educator kind of oversees the whole program. And my preceptors are directly responsible for me to guide me through proper techniques and everything else. So it's really interesting. Really interesting. So,
and you're still holding life and death in your hands.
Still. In a different way.
And you don't feel any kind of pressure or anything
no.
like that and be like, okay.
Wow.
Oh, man.
My instructor when I was in EMT school said something to me that really stuck with me. It's not your emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As much as it kind of sucks and it might sound a little cold, it's very true.
Yeah.
It's not my emergency. So it's something that has kind of stayed with me. And I've learned firsthand that I can... Put things aside and not react to the problem and put that aside and solve it first.
Mm-hmm.
My patients come first. Their health and well-being comes first. Any personal things that I might have is not front and center. My hair might be on fire on the inside, but you can't tell by looking at me.
Right.
Right, which is very helpful.
Which is kind of like, you know, just exactly like 911 dispatchers. They cannot be, they, if you listen to any playbacks, they yeah. have to be calm and yeah. they have to think on their feet, but you yeah. never hear them freaking out.
Nope. And hats
why
off
I cannot
to them.
Do that either.
Any of my fellows right. in EMS that are dispatches, I, yeah.
Yeah, dispatch,
that's
yeah.
a tough
which,
job.
Which we're working yeah. on also having a 911 dispatcher.
That would be fabulous because, God. You know, they're another.
I mean, interesting friends.
They're trying to help with the situation that they can't see.
Right.
At least as an EMT, I can walk in and I can look at somebody and go, oh yeah, they're really sick.
Right.
Or no, he just needs a ride.
Yeah. And
right,
now,
right.
And you get some kind of closure, whereas
mm-hmm.
they don't.
Have no idea.
And sometimes you don't even, do you
no.
get closure on
not
those?
All the time. No. A lot of times actually we don't.
Yeah.
So we'll
and how does
people...
that make you feel? Because for me, I need closure on everything.
Clearly. Right. There was one patient that we had, and she was remarkable in her own way.
Was she a frequent flyer?
She was not a frequent flyer, but she was unique enough that if you have ever had her,
mm-hmm.
you will always know her.
Okay.
So, without giving out details.
Is it my mother?
It was not your mother. We brought her to the hospital. It was rather a group effort between fire and paramedics and EMS in general. It was a sight. And we got her to the hospital. And got her to the emergency room, and she really wasn't doing well. Well, as the night progressed, I tried to find, you know, trying to find out updates on her. As we kept on coming and bringing patients to the same hospital, I would say, hey, do you have an update on so-and-so? And the last I had heard, she was brought to Mass General.
Okay.
And I said, oh, that's a shame. You know, hopefully she makes it. So I actually didn't know her, what the results of that were, until I got another call for her address. So sometimes it's very open-ended. Sometimes,
yeah.
you know, sometimes you can see the patients as you're bringing in other patients, the patients you brought in previously, I will sometimes stick my head in the door and say, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, is everything good? And, you know, things like that. But a lot of it is difficult, kind of not knowing what happens.
Do you ever get people reaching out to you guys afterwards to say, hey, thank you for, like, because is it rare that you get people that thank you?
Because we're really supposed to be anonymous.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really not supposed to be, you know, contact with patients is professional.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did have a gentleman that we brought him to a home, and he found me on Facebook.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah. So I don't know if he looked for the ambulance company and maybe found like the people that liked it or were, you know, friends with the ambulance company online. Yeah. But he found me and he friended me.
Oh, wow.
And I sent him a message and I said, as much as I'm flattered that you've sent me a friend request, I said, it's not okay. You know, I mean, I
can't be friends with your doctor, like, on Facebook.
It was just a little weird. It was just a little weird, and knowing his history
wasn't really great.
Now, when I was in my car accident, this was back before Facebook. I think MySpace was still a thing.
Lord, that's a long time ago.
Yeah. It was 2007. I actually called. So what happened was I was in a car accident, and there was an ambulance that was stuck in our traffic.
Oh.
And they pulled over.
Yep.
Now, also, there was a whole lot of things that lined up for this day to actually happen. I've talked about it a few times, not on this podcast, but with people. It's a great comedy story. There were nurses and doctors that were stuck in the traffic that we caused going to work at Stanford. They pulled over.
Yep.
This ambulance pulled over. They were the ones that gave me the shock blanket, the mm-hmm. collar, mm-hmm. until the other ambulance that was dispatched could come to me.
Yeah.
I sought them out. I sought that particular ambulance company out and found out who that was. And I sent them thank you cards.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, they took care of my ex at the time, whose face was peeled off pretty much.
Mm. Yummy.
Me vomiting on the side of the road just in shock mm-hmm. and also anger. You know, but, you know, I never heard from them, which was fine, but I wanted them to know that, like, you know, because you guys are, like, kind of like those faceless angels in a sense. Although here in Gloucester, I'm pretty much getting used to the ambulance guys. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
I know them all now.
They're like, wasn't I here a month ago? I'm like, yep, still changed. Still hasn't changed. Yeah. We vacuumed. Does that count?
Take care of your EMS workers and, I mean, your fire department, your police force. I mean, they really do. They bust their butts out there.
And the thing is that it's one of those careers that you don't need them until it's an emergency.
Yes.
Until
you need them.
Right. And I'm sure, like, you know, and they do say that, you know, the emergency field is a thankless job. And a lot of times, you know, firefighters, mm-hmm. you know, you just... When you see a fire truck, it's like, okay. But, like, you know, until you need them, do you need them?
Yeah. And unfortunately, they are also a grossly underpaid service.
Which is amazing that, like, they have human life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their job and how you guys do it,
mm-hmm.
like, depends, like, human life depends on your job. And yet you... make less than fucking NFL football players.
Everybody makes less than NFL football players.
They make less than probably the people on McDonald's.
I'm just saying, like, that...
Yeah, McDonald's pays well.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad because I would really like to see EMS get the recognition that they deserve, whether they're through fire or whether it's an independent company... I really do think that they are grossly underpaid. One of the first things that struck me as strange was when I told somebody I was going to be an EMT. They were like, oh my God, they make shitloads of money. And I was like, no, they don't.
Yeah, so it's definitely a misconception.
Garbage men make more money
than EMS. Definitely.
Garbage men make bank.
Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of money. They do. Half of them are hot, but, you know.
Right, but the thing is, they smell, but they get to go home at the end of the day and shower, whereas you get to go home and shower and sometimes cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you...
Me, personally, no. But I know a lot of people.
And just cry.
Yeah, no.
Has there been anything, any call that you're like, ooh, that's... Ooh, like you... Because, you know, a lot of people with their faces, like, I know... I've known you for a very long time, and sometimes your face, you're just like, whoop! Like, you see that little flicker of, like, of reaction, and it's just like
probably a have micro had, reaction. I probably have had a couple of calls that I walk in and I go, oh, that's not good. And in the back of my head, I'm saying, we're going to need medics. But I try not to, you don't want to walk into it going, oh, dude, that sucks. Right. You know, because then your patient's going to be freaked
now,
out.
Now, if your patient makes the first joke, do you go, okay, now we can do this?
Yeah, actually, I had a younger patient. He was a teenager who had a mishap with the lawnmower.
Oh!
oh,
no.
And he, you know, he's the stereotypical don't ever put your hand into the blade.
Oh, my God.
Well, he did. So I had a little baggie with his finger in it. So we're on our way to the... we were on our way. It was actually a transfer. He was already at the hospital, and I was bringing him into the city. And we're in the back of the ambulance, and he's like, I can't fucking believe I just did that. He's like, I'm still in shock that I did this. And I said, well, I guess your parents will think twice before they ask you to mow the lawn again. And he goes, right? And I said, well, you don't, like, play piano or anything for a living, do you? He's like, no, but I'm a mechanic. I'm like, dude.
Which finger was it?
It was the middle one.
Oh.
So I was like, you're not going to be able to flip people off very well.
No, I use a gas mower, and I'm trying to figure out how my middle finger would even get...
Well, he got three of them.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but only the middle one was a complete amputation.
I know this story because you told me this at your thing. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
God, I've heard like something like this before. Now I remember where that story came from.
Yeah. So, I mean, if the patients are like that and I know I can help them a little bit with a little... humor.
Right.
It goes a long way. I had a dialysis patient. He's unfortunately gone now, but had a dialysis patient who it brightened his day to know that on this day, me and my partner were coming to pick him up.
Aww.
So by that, it brightened my day to know that
he was excited.
You know, when we got dispatched for this call, that it was him. And I actually went on my off time and would poke my head in and say hi. And, you know, if I was in the area, I'd stop by the home and go and visit him because he really had nobody. So, those are the types of things that you can't pay for that. That's kind of what makes it worth what little they do get paid is, you know, you do build relationships like that.
Who's snoring?
It's
probably
dogs.
Hulk, right?
It's Hulk.
Hulk, yeah. I think he has sleep
apnea. Am I boring you? I'm sorry.
No, I think Hulk has sleep apnea.
Now, I do know from a handful of people that I know on the West Coast that they have not like little vials of like vapor rub for like smells and stuff. Is that something that you deal with? Or you disguise? Or do you tolerate smells pretty
well? Personally, no. I can't say that other people may not have them because they don't bother me. But in the operating room, I know that there are some people that if it's a certain case, like a bowel case, that they will use
vapor.
Some sort of... Or they spray stuff on the inside of their
mask
that will help.
I used to put vapor rub inside my mask when I would do dissection for marine biology in college. And they're like, what is that smell? I'm like, it's vapor rub. They're like,
How can they smell it over the formaldehyde?
Oh, after, Lord knows. Because I went to school when they didn't really necessarily have that. The formaldehyde didn't really smell that bad because we were messing around with sharks and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't that bad. Like we
wasn't like the earthworms in high school?
We did do the earthworms, but we also did a fetal pig in fifth grade. And that I passed out from the smell. And I also had a migraine that day, and we were at nature's classroom, and I was like, and I went out and vomited. I was like, nope.
Sweet. Nope. Yeah, you'd never make it in the operating
room. No, no. I listened to a 911 podcast, and I'm like, I don't know how my friends do this, because I, like, seriously, I flip out when the internet stops working. I'm like, why? I'm like, can't do it.
Yeah.
So let's flip it.
Let's flip it.
Let's so
flip
now it we're flipping.
Let's changing careers.
Are we're talking sex toys now.
Yes. Yeah, so now we're talking about sexual health.
Nice.
And so you are a consultant for Athena.
I am.
And can you please tell everybody what Athena is?
Athena is a home novelty company. They do a line of spa products. So it will be shampoo, conditioner, shave cream. Anybody out there that's heard of Coochie Cream? Yes, Athena's is the one that developed it.
What the hell is Coochie Cream?
Coochie Cream is the best shave cream ever.
Shaving cream?
Yes.
Oh,
for your coochie. Okay.
For your, well, it's for your coochie and whatever else you want to shave. But it helps with like razor burn and ingrown hairs and all that stuff. So that's one of my top sellers, but they
really
also,
it's not Poopsadaisy because
no,
I love the shit
I know
out
you
of
love
Poopsadaisy.
That stuff. The Athena's version of poopery.
Oh my god,
it's great! I'm telling you, they have a lot of great products, and I use a lot of their spa products.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of shower. They have shower gels. They have colognes. There's a whole bunch.
Also,
of,
there's like candles, like soy,
yeah.
Like candles.
I have
stuff.
One of those.
Yeah,
I use it. And it's awesome.
See,
yeah. The soy candles, when it melts, it turns into massaging oil.
Yes, it does.
And it is awesome.
See,
and they we've have used full, that a few times.
They have full pedicure, manicure supplies. So that's one side of the business. The other side, of course, is sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
So they have.
Now, are they just, like, it's interesting you just call sex toys versus, like, what else, I mean, I don't even know what else they would be called. Because, you know.
Yeah. Novelties. Bedroom toys.
Products.
Yeah.
Bedroom toys.
Enhancement. Lovers.
Plastic toys. Everyone loves toys.
Loves
toys.
Everyone loves toys. What got you into this? You were bored? I mean, you don't have enough going on?
Well, actually, it was my...
She wants to learn all aspects of the human body.
Right? Is that for real?
No.
Okay, because it sounds like it would be. Inside and out.
And out.
We have so many puns on this. It's crazy.
Killing it.
No, my sister actually had an Athena's party. And I went to it. And when I was there, the hostess, the goddess that was doing the party... was presenting her stuff, and everybody was kind of a little dry, I guess. No pun intended. But,
they got something for that.
So, me being the person that I am, I was cracking jokes and, you know, just saying some off-color things. And one of the guests had brought my sister a very large and obscene zucchini from her garden at home. And it was on the kitchen table. So, I went out to go get myself a beverage, and I see this zucchini, so I come out with this zucchini on my crotch, of course, and said, is this part of the presentation? So everybody was in hysterics, right? So then the goddess who was doing the presentation said, oh my God, you should do this. She
right.
said, you would be amazing at this. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know if I could do that.
And how long ago was this?
This was last summer.
Okay.
And... the goddess that was there, her name is Mary, we chit-chatted a little bit, and I was like, you know, maybe I'll give it a try and see what it's all about. So I did, and now my Athena's business is now paying for my wedding.
All right.
So my long-term boyfriend and I are finally tying the knot in August of 2018.
Wow.
So my commission's from my Athena's party.
So you took it and you ran with it.
I did.
The wedding that sex toys built.
And everybody wanted a sex toy party.
I ran. I
vibrated. Please tell me your sister is going to get on the mic and be like, this is paid by sex toys. Amy, if you're listening, or Jessica, like,
oh yeah, dildos for wedding dresses.
Yes. Oh, nice. Yes. That's an excellent fundraiser.
Dildos for wedding dresses.
What's that?
That's my Athena's business is paying for my wedding.
That's hilarious.
Dildos
right?
pay for weddings,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know?
That's perfect.
Hey, my goddess won $10,000 from Athena's.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And a trip.
Get out, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you're like one of the top sellers, yeah. you know, you get to go on those trips.
I'm not a top seller, but I do all right for myself.
You're not a top.
I'm not a top
You're not
dog,
a top?
You know. I hit the sides pretty well, so.
So do you incorporate any of your EMT studies into the presentations?
Goodness.
I mean, come on, you're all about
so
this.
I do.
Get out.
I do.
What do you do?
I call it public safety announcements. I'm like, okay,
hilarious.
So your PSA.
Yes.
So there's some products that I will incorporate. I use it a lot for humor. And I tell people I work as an EMT. I am in the area. So if you use the oil-based spray in the shower and then try to get out of the shower and break your neck doing so, I am going to show up. And I am going to tell you, I told you not to use that in the shower. and then I try to be a little comical with some of the stuff, and yeah, the EMT stuff does get a laugh or two out of people that they're like, oh god, I said I'm gonna show up at your house if you do this,
you get this stuck.
I have a big public service announcement about metal cock rings. I'm like, please don't ever, ever, ever use metal cock rings. I'm like, because a lot of ring cutters will not cut them. I'm like, so you're going to take a ride with me to the emergency room.
Oh.
I'm like, you're going to have to explain that I told you never to use metal cock rings and you did it anyway. So, yeah. Yeah. So it's just fun. It's fun.
Now, do you usually preface with saying, listen, I'm an EMT and these are my service areas, so... Please no.
I let them
don't
know.
Don't go on dates on this area.
I let
this
them
district.
Know. If you call 911, there's a chance, as slight as it might be, that I'm actually working that night, that I may be knocking on your door.
Now, I've had an Athena's party with you.
Yes,
come
you
to
did.
My house, mm-hmm. and not it wasn't necessarily about like the toys with like shits and giggles where everyone was like, tee-hee. You were more or less talking about sexual health.
Yes.
And talking about the importance of sexual health and sexual communication, which I thought, you know, it wasn't necessarily something I learned growing up in, like...
Me neither.
...high school or health class. And I think it's... Nowadays, I think talking the way you do and the way Athena's presents that...
Yes.
...is a better education about sexual health and sexuality versus what we got, where your penis and the vagina.
Yeah.
And this is how a baby's made.
And like, Athena's does a great job with the training program for new goddesses and Adonai that come on.
Mm-hmm.
So as a consultant, you actually go through an online training that does everything. They go through parts of the body.
Right.
They go through how your systems work. They go through transitional phases. So if you have people that are transitioning from one gender to another, because they are very inclusive of all genders, all types, all sexualities,
right.
that they educate everybody on, you know, okay, well, if your person is a female transitioning to a male, these are the types of products that they may be interested in. And this is how it works. And this is how hormones affect their bodies.
Right.
So they're very much into the physiological changes
right.
in your body, as well as being about the sales of the products.
Right.
So they try to be very on point with how their products are designed, what their products do. Their whole training is amazing. I've learned so much, and I've been in the medical field, and I've learned a lot from them, and I love to pass that knowledge along to the people that come to the parties or host the parties.
What's kind of the biggest thing you learned about sexual health that you didn't know being in the medical field that you were like, get out of here?
Well, it's funny because one of the biggest things was the sugar. I never knew that sugar in your vagina causes infections.
So, like, what kind of sugar?
So, like, you know, whipped cream, chocolate sauce, like, anything like that, any foodie item.
Yeah.
Like, you think about, like, edible underwear.
Right.
But even also, or even being Mr. on the- Bubble.
What?
Okay, so the Mr. Bubble bath products that we had when we were kids had a sugar in it.
Oh.
And it would cause UTIs in girls because of the sugar. The sugar in the vagina actually makes your pH go all wacky and wonky, and then you end up with a UTI or a yeast infection.
Good to know. Right? But also, like, that.
When you're putting whipped cream on your dude's dong,
clean
that shit off.
Clean it off because it's going in you.
I didn't even think of that.
And soap. Soap is not a lubricant. Do not use soap.
No.
I know. I learned that from
soap. No, don't.
Not that I've done
soap.
It.
Don't use soap. So
no.
Soap's bad.
Burns.
No. Alcohol-based products. No soaps. Don't. Purell. Never.
Oh my God!
Would you even
imagine?
And if it's a product that has a numbing agent in it, guess what? It's gonna numb everything.
It spreads.
You know,
it spreads.
You know. So we do sell a oral sex gel that does have a numbing agent in it for the ladies that have an overactive gag reflex.
And that would be me.
And I got an email from a client who says, you know, it worked great, but he didn't stay hard. And I said, well, how much did you use?
So what's this you're talking about?
She doused her man in this oral sex gel that has a numbing agent.
And what does that do?
It numbs the back of your throat a little bit. It's got a little bit of a numbing agent in it. So she, like, squirted her husband with it and, like, soaked him in it.
Oh,
and
God.
With the numbing agent, all right, yeah, it numbs the back of your throat, but it also numbs him.
Oh.
So he was completely numb. I'm like, okay, well, you kind of defeated, you know, it's kind of like the less is more thing.
right. That's hilarious.
I feel like for you, people coming to you about, like, all this sex stuff, you're like, you know what? I have more reactions to this than being an EMT. Like, it was like, wow, you know, I learned way too much.
It's fun because the ordering process is completely confidential.
Mm-hmm.
So as an Athena's consultant, you know, I'll present the products to you. I show you toys. And if it's because the ordering is confidential,
mm-hmm.
if it's something that you might be interested in but don't want to necessarily ask the question in front of a group of your peers, that one-on-one is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do give Athena's credit for that, for kind of cornering the market in the private ordering, because I've had a lot of clients that have asked me questions that they were embarrassed to ask, or questions that they've gone to sex shops and were intimidated by the shop itself,
or
were embarrassed to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
So it does help a lot because people are curious about something and I want them to be safe about it.
Right.
A great example, anal sex.
Yeah.
I
don't yuck at somebody else's yum. So
I physically can't.
Okay.
Like,
so it's,
and
one
I mean,
of those
it's
things.
Like,
it's not really a spot that should be done.
It's not, but I, like, physically, I just can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that do it. And if you're crying because you're having any pain, that's exactly why I do what I do. Because you shouldn't have any pain.
Oh, no. It's at the...
It's
pain immediately.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
And that's your body's way of saying something's wrong.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why I discourage people from using a gel that will numb that area.
Yeah.
Because I want people to know what's going on with their body. There's a lot of delicate tissue in there. And, you know, if you tear,
you're opening your way up. I don't think my body's good for that. I also heal very slowly. And I burnt the roof of my mouth and it took 3 weeks for it to heal.
Okay? Oh, my goodness.
So my body and my body scars very easily.
So one thing is that I obviously knew this, but you had mentioned to some people that were at my party that did not know that the anus is more delicate than your vagina or your mouth. So that is kind of like tissue paper compared to the construction paper that your other
that
body
would
part,
make so much sense.
Right.
Your vagina is... It's designed.
Designed to take a beating.
To take a penis. It's designed to give birth. Yep. So you think about that. Your vagina is designed to lubricate
itself.
Push
a human out and put a human in.
So it lubricates itself not only in the sexual way, but also for birthing purposes.
Right.
And it stretches. Mm-hmm. Your anus, on the other hand, does not have the lubricating capability.
Right.
And the stretching is not, I mean, it does stretch, but it takes a little more to get that pliability going.
Right.
And it's not something that you're going to be able to jump right in and be like, hey, I'm going to try anal sex with my man and have your anus is not going to receive that his penis without pain.
And you also advocate for having conversations before doing things.
Absolutely.
I think you definitely should.
Yes. Conversation is huge.
But not necessarily just about anal sex, but like having conversations in general. Yeah.
It's very important.
In general. And I did it with my boyfriend. I said, all right, especially when we first started with the business, I said, okay, well, this is where I'm going with this. I said, I don't want to present things to my potential clients that I'm unsure of.
Right.
So, and he said, oh yeah, twist my arm. I have to participate. So, I mean, but we did. We have conversations. It's, okay, well, that's what this product is for this. Let's try this. But I tell my clients, you know, please communicate with your person. You know, you need to be open about what is going on for your sexual health and for your relationship. Because if you can't communicate with somebody that you're intimate with about what your body likes and doesn't like, you're opening yourself up for a whole lot
of
hurt.
Oh, you have to. Oh, yeah.
You have to communicate. And communication isn't when you've just been at the bar for 3 hours and knocked six martinis back. You know, it has to be something that's consciously talked about, you know.
I'm very open.
That's excellent.
I'm excellent. That will not be happening. I say this. There's two things I won't do. Everything else I'm game.
There you go. Hey, as long as you're upfront and you know your body, and now your lover will know your body as well.
Right.
So you have to communicate. And I try to educate people as much as I can. What I don't know, I will find out for the person. So if they happen to come out with a question, actually I had a question on a female to male product that we carry, because now we're doing stuff that for people that are in transition, they asked me how a product worked, and I said, you know what? I think this is how it works, but let me double check we have a whole community out there of Athena's Goddess and Adonai that I can put a question out there and say,
answer it.
You know, I have a client that had a question. This is what the question was. And they respond almost instantaneously.
Wow. Awesome.
It's great. It's great.
Awesome.
So,
so the other day I had my tanning lotion out and then Bridget's like, is this lube? I'm like, no. And it's so funny because I'm one of those people I guess I've never understood lube or things like that because I've never needed
She's
it.
Like, I never need lube. And
but
I'm like,
I mean, that's how my body, that's how my body is
some
ridiculous.
But as we get older, as you get older, it's a naturally occurring thing. I mean,
or if
as
you've
you
gone
get
at
older,
it a few times, you just
or
can't.
If you're on certain medications that have side effects,
right?
That is
an antibiotic will dry you right
antibiotic,
up.
Antibiotic, a lot of antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. A lot of those will have sexual side effects. So whether it be a drying or just a loss of
libido. So what does that mean when you're when they're drying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know, like, antibiotics will do that, but, like, certain, like, antihistamines or things like that. So what does that mean? What are you taking that's being taken away?
I'm not
like,
sure.
Do you know what's in those? What
that
is the agent? Exactly.
I'm not sure what inhibits it.
Which is interesting because when we were younger, if you had the dry situation, be like, what? I'm not doing it for you?
Yeah.
Like that
so
kind of situation.
Not.
But nowadays, it's like sometimes your
sometimes
body.
Sometimes that's not it.
Or you've gone at it way too much. Your body's just like, can't do it right now.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's just, you know, sometimes that's the equivalent of the guy can't get it up after
they've already
finished. Right, and then whatever.
There comes a time that you just got to put up the white flag and say, I surrender, you know, we're all done here.
So you got to wait this out till morning.
That only happens in new relationships.
I mean, I only have new relationships. So.
I only have new.
It lasts one night. It's good.
My relationship lasts one night.
That's okay. It's one fabulous night.
I definitely have to revisit your book. When I went to Bridget's party.
Last minute because you had a child.
I did, yes. But I did, I got the massaging oil because I love candles and I love oil. So that was awesome.
Good.
I really love that. So I would love probably another candle, another different scent. But then just to look at like the different stuff, because I love gels and like different lotions and stuff like that. I'm not a toy person because I'm not.
Which is fine.
Give it to me like
right.
Human,
but some people
you know?
Need that extra jolt.
And some people enjoy doing that with their lovers too. Mm-hmm. So it's not a toy. Isn't something that just
is
you
for
use
one, like single use.
Yeah. So I mean, a lot of times. You bring the toys into the bedroom and it's a way for your lover to help you pleasure yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you pleasure each other. So it can be healthy in that way too. But there are, you know, I've had tons of people that are like, I don't want a sex toy. I'm not interested in it. And that's where Athena's is great with the products because I've been to Bath and Body Works and I walk out of there smelling like a French whore because their scents are so strong.
Yeah.
And that's one of the other things that I liked about Athena's is that they have body washes and gels and sprays that aren't, oh my God, kill me because I can smell you across the room.
Right.
Scents.
Yeah.
So their scents are a lot milder. Mm-hmm. And they have great products. I've not had anybody that has had a bad experience with their products. Also, they have great customer service. So, as a consultant and as a consumer,
right?
They're all about their customer service,
right?
So, yeah, I use their products. If you go into my bathroom right now, the Athena's body wash is in there, the shave gel is in there, the shampoo is in there, the after shower spritzer is on my shelf because you can't use it in the shower because you're going to fall and break yourself and then I'm going to have to save myself. So I have all of the products and I mean I obviously get a discount because I'm a consultant, but their products are nice.
Your poops a daisy. I've bought that for several people for like
my
Christmas
bathroom.
Presents,
I
wedding presents.
Too. I need a refill on that. I only bought the little one. But you know who knows about it?
Bridget.
Talia.
Oh, yeah.
And she's used all of it.
So see? My mom bought the big bottle.
Yep.
No secret. And I've taken one of those Walgreens dollar spray bottles.
Gee, I wonder who told you to do that.
I don't know. Some kind
of
goddess.
Well, now I have a little one. Now I need the big one. Yeah.
But I have the dollar hairspray spritzer at my warehouse. I also have the little one in my purse. And last week, my boss was like, Jesus, that's a big bag. I'm like, yeah. Well, you never know when I'm going to need something. He's like, so we play the what's in your bag game.
Oh, God.
Where we pull out everything and it's like, oh, God. So it was like, oh, do you got Tylenol? Got Tylenol. Do you got an Emery board? Got an Emery board. And I was like, oh, I got Poops-a-Daisy. And they're like, what? I'm like, Poops-a-Daisy, you know, like bathroom spray. And they're like,
what?
Like air freshener? I'm like, well, yeah, it could be used as an air freshener. I know when I spray it once, like it smells in that bathroom all day. It's like, oh, there it is. I was like, you know, and they're like, why would you need that? I'm like, because I'm at work 9 hours out of the day. You never know when you're going
to
need it.
You never know when you're going to have to poop.
Also, if you walk into like a women's restroom, if you're like at a truck stop or
women
like the
gross.
Burger. Oh my God, we're so foul. Like you just spray it into the air and it just like makes it so much better. Like women.
You can spray it in the air too.
Yeah, because I do. Oh, I mean, okay. I would wait for it to mist down. Don't walk immediately in it because you could slip and break your neck, and then Cindy has to come.
Yeah.
They're like, what'd you do? Yeah. You're like, oh, you use the Poops-a-Daisy as an air freshener, huh? But we are at an hour and 10 minutes.
Holy shit.
But this means that this was just an incredible, like, we could continue. The
I know,
amount of
we
questions
really
I
could.
Had for her.
I know.
Was just like,
and we
I'll
did
have
cover
to come
a
back.
Lot of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll have to come back. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so this is pretty amazing. Thank you so much. You've
You're
given
welcome.
So
Thanks
much knowledge and it's just been awesome.
So, and can people find, well, how do they find you for Athena's?
They do. I do have an email address. It's goddesscindyt@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook.
As long as you're not a patient, right?
Right. Cindy's Bedroom Toys is my Facebook page. Or you can just, shoot me an email. I'm usually not too hard to find. So,
Awesome.
I have my email address and
I don't necessarily have to have a party to order stuff.
You
so
do
I can
not.
Just, I'll just order some stuff from you
next
week.
You do not.
Yeah.
So just send me a quick, find me on Facebook, send me a private message, shoot me an email. And people that are interested in having a party, once your sales gets to $150 at a party, you get 10%, 10 to 15%, depending on what the sales is.
It's great.
In free products. I actually just had a hostess that had 800 in sales, and she walked away with like $140 in free products.
Wow.
Yeah. So kudos to her.
Cool.
Yeah. Did the womanizer come down in price yet?
It is at $165 right now.
Oh, okay.
So they
did
come down.
Oh, man.
Womanizer. That's a whole different topic. That is the cream of the crop.
Yep.
The Museum of Sex in NYC stands behind that. That'll take you from zero to orgasm in about 30 seconds.
Oh, I have that now.
Some of us are not that fortunate.
And you don't have to feed
Actually,
it.
It's like 0 to 10, not 0 to 30, but you know.
You don't have to feed it.
You just have to plug it in every once in a while.
Charge it up.
USB.
USB rechargeable.
Plug it into your computer. It's great. Great. It doesn't hold data.
No.
It does not download. That would be cool if it could track your data on that.
Oh my God.
We're
tracked enough.
AI. Next up on AI.
We're tracked enough. We don't need our vibrators to track us too.
Oh, God. That's so great.
On that note. Cindy, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. I loved it. You have so much knowledge and it was so great. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So, Bridget, you're going to take us out of here. Good morning, Gloucester.
Peace. Out.